Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Second chapter, text number 21 through 22. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on August 26, 1973, in London, England.
Translation: O Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, unborn, eternal, and immutable, kill anyone or cause anyone to kill? As a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones, similarly the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones.
So this is another way of convincing. Very simple thing anyone can understand. Vāsāṁsi cinnāni yathā vihāya. As our garment coats and shards, when they are old rotten, no more usable, so we throw it away and get a new garment, shard coat. Similarly, the soul, the changing garment from childhood, from babyhood, just like a baby has got a shoe, but when he gets the child's body, the shoe does not fit. You have to take another. Similarly, when the same child grows or changes body, he requires another. Similarly, the soul is changing and his body exactly as we change our garments. Vāsāṁsi jinnāni. Jinnāni means when it is old enough, not fit for use. Jathā vihāya, as we give it up, vihāya means give it up. Navāni, new garment. Naro aparāni, jinnāti. Now, the body has been compared herein as the garment, just a coat and shirt. The tailor cuts the coat according to the body. Similarly, this material body, if it is certain coat, then this is cut according to the spiritual body. The spiritual body is not nirakar, without form. If it is without form, then how the garment, the coat and shirt, has got hands and legs? It is common sense. The coat has got hand, or the pant has got leg, because the person who is using the coat, he has got hands and legs. But this proves that the spiritual body is not impersonal. It is not a zero. It has got form. But the form is so minute. Anoraniyāga mahato mahiyāga. One form is lesser than the atom. Anoraniyāga mahato mahiyāga. Two forms are there, spiritual. One is the Supreme Lord's form, Virāta Rūpa, Mahato Mahiyān. And our form, Anoraniyam, lesser than the atom. That is stated in the Kathopanishad. Anoraniyam Mahato Mahiyām, Ātmāsya Jantu, Nihito Guhāyām. Nita Guhayam. Guhayam means in the heart. Both of them are there. Now find out, modern science, both the soul and the super soul, they are situated within the heart. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddhese. It is not said that anywhere in the body it is sitting. No. Riddhese in the heart. And actually, by medical science, the heart is the center of all activities of the body. Office. And the brain is the manager, the director is there. Krishna, he says also in another place, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. Everything is clear. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Find out God, find out Krishna. In several places, all Vedic literature, guhayam, guhayam means in the heart. Sarvastha chaham ridhishanni matta smriti jnanam apohananchi. The Supreme Director, Krishna, is sitting there and he is directing. Now, this living entity wants to fulfill his desire in this way. He is giving direction to the material nature. Now, prepare a vehicle, body, for this rascal in this way. He wants to enjoy, all right, let him enjoy. This is why. We are all rascals, we are manufacturing our different ways of life. I think, so we are thinking. As soon as we are thinking, but we cannot fulfill our desires without sanction of God. That is not possible. But because we are persisting, like I want to fulfill my desire in this way, Krishna is sanctioning all that. Just like a child persists to possess something, the father gives all right, take it. So all these bodies we are getting, although by the sanction of the Supreme Lord, but he is sanctioning with reluctance. Now why this rascal is wanting life? This is your question. Therefore, at last Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritya, give up this rascal now. I want this body, I want that body, I want to enjoy life in this way. Give up all this nonsense. So, here in the Vedic literatures we find that both the Lord and the living entity, they are situated in the heart. The living entity, jiva, is desiring. And the master is sanctioning. And the prakriti or the material nature is giving the body. Here is the body. Ready, sir. Come here. Therefore, the original cause of our entanglement or liberation is our desire. As we are desiring. If we desire to become free from this implication of birth, death, old age and disease, it is ready. And if we want to continue this implication, change of body, because you cannot enjoy spiritual life in this material body. You can enjoy this material world with this material body. And if you want to enjoy spiritual life, then you have to enjoy in spiritual body. But as we have no information of the spiritual life, spiritual enjoyment, we are simply desiring to enjoy this world. Puna puna charvita charvana, chewing the chew. The same sex, the same man and woman, they are enjoying at home. The same again, go to the naked dance. The object is the same, sex, here or there. But they are thinking, if I go to the theater of naked dancing, it will be very enjoyable. So it is called puna puna charvita charvana, chewing the chew. The same sex life at home, chewing, and go to the naked club, chewing. Chewing the chew. There is no rasa. There is no human mellow. Therefore they are disappointed. Because the thing is the same. Just like you chew one sugar cane and take out the juice, and again if you chew, then what you'll get? But they are so dull-headed, so rascal, they do not know. They're trying to get pleasure, which is already enjoyed, which is already tasted. Puna puna char vita charvana, na? Adanta govi visadanta mishram. Puna puna char vita charvana, na? A human being, you will find that when the dogs, they have sex life, they have no sex. So many elastic people stand there and see. Seeing means they are willing, if I could enjoy in the street like this. And sometimes they do. So this materialistic life means sex life. Very abominable. Tuccham. If anyone has understood this, then he is liberated. But if one is still attracted, then it is to be understood that there is still delay in liberation. And one who has understood and has left it, even in this body, he is liberated. He is called jivana mukta sahuchyate. Ihajasya harir dasi karmanam nasa bhacha. Nikileshu api avasthasu jivana mukta sahuchyate. So, how we can become free from this desire? Ihajasya harir dasi. If you simply desire to serve Krishna, then you can get up. Otherwise, that is not possible. If you desire anything else except the service of the Lord, then Maya will give you inducement. Why not enjoy it? Therefore, Jamunacharya says, Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padaravindaya. Nama nama dhamarantum asit. Tadavati matanari sangami smarjamani bhavati mukhavikara sushtu nishti banancha. Jadavadhi, since the time mama chitta, I have engaged my life and soul, my consciousness, in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This verse is given by Jamunacharya. He was a great king. And kings are generally licentious. But he became later on a saintly devotee. So, his personal experience, he is saying, that since I have engaged my mind in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, jadavadhi mava chitta krishna padarvind, nava nava. And service, spiritual service means every moment new. It is not hackneyed. Those who are spiritually realized, they will find to serve Krishna means new enlightenment. New enlightenment. Nama nama dhamarantumas. Here in this material world, you enjoy, it becomes hackneyed. Puna puna charita. Therefore you are disappointed. But if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find new and new encouragement. That is spiritual. If you find it hackneyed, then you must know that you are not yet serving spiritually, you are serving materially. Formality, stereotype. But if you feel new and new energy, then you know that you are serving spiritually. This is the test. Your enthusiasm will increase, not decrease. So the test is within our hand. If during Mangalarati we feel laziness, that means I'm not yet spiritually advanced. And if you want faith and feel, now it is time for Mangalarati, let me stand up, let me do this, then it is spiritual. Anyone can test. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasya. Bhakti means spiritual. So as soon as you are touched with the Supreme Spirit, virakti annatrasya. No more enjoyment in this material world. So, Krishna is there. Krishna is also sitting within the heart, and I am also sitting within the heart, just like two friends on the same bar. This is also described in the Upanishad. Samane brikse purusha nimapno. They are sitting equally on the same level. The one body is eating the fruit of the tree, or the jiva soul, the living entity, he is making his fruitive action. Khetragan. These are all described. Khetragan chapi imana vidhi, sarva khetri subhar. The owner and the occupier. I am the occupier of this body. And the owner is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Rishikesh. Rishikesh. So, he is actually owner of my hand and leg and eyes, everything, all my senses. I am simply occupier. I am not owner. But that we have forgotten. Just like if you are in a rented apartment, you are occupier. You are given the license to occupy the room. You are not owner. But if you think that you are owner, that is, tena eva sa ucchate, immediately it becomes wrongly directed. So take it this body, or the country, or the nation, or the world, or the universe, nothing belongs to you. The owner is Krishna. The owner is Saraloka Maheswaram. Krishna says, I am the owner. So, mistake is that we do not know the owner and although we are occupied, improperly using our occupation, that is material condition, improper. Otherwise, the direction is there, the director is sitting there, he is always helping you, But the disease is that we are claiming to be owner and want to act according to my wish, and that is material condition. My business is to work for the owner, not for me. Therefore, that is my position, constitute. Krishna has created me, not creation, but along with Krishna, we are all there. But we are eternal servitors along with this body. The finger is also born. The finger is not definitely born. When I was born, my fingers were born. Similarly, when Krishna was there, Krishna was never born, then we are also never born. Nahannate hannamane sarire. Very simple philosophy. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. If Krishna is born, then I am born. If Krishna is not born, then I am not born. Krishna is aja, so we are also aja. Ajam abhayam. Krishna is imperishable, immutable, we are also immutable. Because we are part and parcel of God. So, why the part and parcels are there? Why my hand is there? Because I require it. I require the assistance of my hand. I require the assistance of my finger. It is necessary. The rascals say, why God created us? Rascal, it is necessary. Because He is God, He wants your service. Just like big man, He keeps so many servants. If some rascal inquire, why you are keeping so many servants? And because I am big man, I want. Simple philosophy. I mean, similarly, if God is the supreme authority, then He must have so many assistants. Otherwise, how will you manage? So, whole universe is being managed by God's assistant, according to the Brahma, is the most powerful assistant. Tene Brahma Rida Adikamaye Mai Antijat Suraya. In the Brahma's heart also, Tene Brahma Rida, Rida, again Rida. Because Brahma was alone, so what to do? Brahma was perplexed. But Krishna gave an instruction, you create this universe like this. Buddhi yogam ladami tam. I give intelligence. See, everything is there. Everything is there. Krishna is always with you. If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then Krishna is ready to give you all instruction. Yes. Jinamamu pujantiti. He gives instruction. Yes, you do like this. Then you will finish your this material business, and after giving up this body, you will come to me. But if you want to continue this material existence, then vāsāṃsi jinnāni yathā vihāya. You have to accept one body, and when it is no more usable, then you have to give up this body and accept another body. This is continuation of material existence. But if you want to end it, if you are actually disgusted with this kind of business, bhutta bhutta puliyate, take birth once, again die, again take, but we are so shameless and so rubbish that we are not very much disgusted with this business. We want to continue, and therefore Krishna is also ready, all right, you continue. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jantrarurani Maya Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhese Arjuna Tishthati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Jantrarurani Maya. Very clear. Krishna knows your desire that if you want still to enjoy this material world, all right, enjoy. So, for enjoying different kinds of enjoyment, we require different kinds of instruments. So, then Krishna prepares you, so kind, all right, just like the father gives a toy, the child wants a motor car, all right, take a toy motor car. He wants an engine, he wants to become a railway man, now these kinds of toys are there. Similarly, Krishna is supplying this toy body, jantra means machine. This is a machine. Everyone understands this is a machine. But who has supplied the machine? The machine is supplied by nature, material ingredients. But it is prepared under the order of Krishna. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyati sacharacharam. Prakriti, nature is preparing all these things under my direction. So where is it difficulty to understand Krishna consciousness? Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. If you diligently study and try to understand, you remain fully Krishna conscious, always. Everything is there. What is my position? How I am working, how I am dying, how I am getting body, how I am wandering. Everything in detail is there. Simply one has to become little intelligent. But we remain unintelligent rascal because we are associating with rascals. This rascal philosopher, religionist, avatar, bhagavan, samis, yogis and kurmis, therefore we have become rascals. Satasanga chari kainu asate vilas. Narottam Das Thakur therefore regrets that I gave up the association of the devotees. I simply associated these all rascals. Asat, asat-sang. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phaam. Therefore I have become entangled in this repetition of birth and death. Te karane. So give up this. Janaka Pandita also said, tajo dujjana saṃsargam. Give up the association of these rascals. Bhaja sadhu samagam. Always associate with devotee. This is the life. We are establishing different centers, not for sense enjoyment, but for good association of devotees. If we miss this, those who are working, those who are managers of this institution, they must always know that we cannot make this institution or this center as a brothel. There must be such management and such arrangement that we must have always good association for advancement. That is required. Thank you very much.